Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, August 14th, Sunday night, 2011. So we will continue on with last week, whatever is left of it, and then we'll have some brand new stuff.
And they would get sanctuary, so they were allowed to stay here. They would give us the knowledge of weaponry and the knowledge of propulsion system in exchange for sanctuary and abduction privileges on humans. And they would provide lists to the Central Intelligence Agency at Langley on the individuals that were going to be abducted. As the relationship between the aliens and the government grew, the aliens began to tell the government that they created Jesus Christ through genetics and proceeded to do a holographic demonstration, which all extraterrestrials can do, on one of their ship receivers, which is like a TV set with four dimensions. And they said that, you know, the Earth has to be depopulated. There's too many people here. They brought up the amount of souls, and they went through the whole limbo thing like I did with the government. And they said, we got to eliminate the people here. And so the government decided to, through the knowledge of the environment, orchestrate this giant program, which became known, officially printed in the Executive Intelligence Review magazine in 1981, available out of Washington, D.C., funded by the LaRoche Foundation. They admitted in the March of 81 issue that there was such a thing in place, in operation, called the Haig-Kissinger Depopulation Policy. Okay? And they described Vietnam, Malathion from Japanese studies in the 50s, being a Malathion exposure would cause sterility in males, stop population. So they mixed it with Agent Orange and they sprayed it all over everybody. Good guys, and then the Vietnamese, you know. Ho Chi Minh was, if I had a choice, I would have taken Jane Fonda's sign, because she was right. Ho Chi Minh was right, and the French were wrong, and that's what it was, a war. It was an old feud between the French and the North Koreans, which we had no business getting involved in. They sprayed napalm, psychological warfare, all over the Vietnamese children and women, and still the population grew. Then they went into their drug operations with the Contras in Oliver North, and they went into Nicaragua and started causing unrest down there. At the same time, they brought up huge amounts of cocaine, which then funded Area 51 and all these different projects, these black box projects. In the process of doing that, back in 1960, they began to do huge genocide. They had a lot of people from the Third Reich that are still employed in the Pentagon today, conduct huge genocide experiments on society. And in 1960, in Mobile, Alabama, they injected 1 million people with cancer.
With what?
Cancer. Oh. It's been in the newspapers. The same time, they came in with alternatives 1, 2, and 3, and they built huge underground bunkers under major hotels like the Marriott in Washington and different places around the country and around the world in case of any kind of a war or confrontation with Russia, which was also doing the same thing. Further on, in 1978, they began to start the word that the ozone layer was coming down with a sickness caused by aerosol cans, which was total bullshit. The ozone layer is being affected by the effects of high tailpipe temperatures from jets flying over in the atmosphere. There's 2,000 to 3,000 jet passenger transport planes flying in around the Earth at any given point in time, day or night, dropping billions of gallons of fuel in the atmosphere, and that's the ozone layer. So they said, and the ozone layer, they also knew, would affect the immune system. They made no effort to correct the problem with jet aircraft with higher propulsion systems. Matter of fact, they started hiding all these things and making cars less efficient. And so as a result of that, they began to play around with the human DNA through the input that was being provided from the Greys at a couple of bases. One at this time was Dulce, New Mexico, and in the Los Alamos labs. And they began to introduce herpes 1, 2, and 3 into our society. And then they began to introduce the AIDS vibration in. That was a mixture that was created at Langley. I've seen the presidential meeting logs that were conducted back in the early 70s, late 60s on that, describing a virus that would come from a bovine cattle virus, which had a tendency to cause pneumonia in cows, and a Vishnu virus, which came from sheep, which was very easy to make this cattle, when they combined it, contagious, as AIDS is, through saliva and mucus. And they created that, and they injected it into 2,000 people in 1978 in San Francisco. And that was the beginning. That was the beginning of the AIDS virus. Then all 2,000 of those people died. The reason they chose homosexuality. Absolutely splendid place to do it. Now, I don't know if they had anything against homosexuality. They just found an area where they could introduce it. Consequently, no monkey or gorilla has ever come down with AIDS, in case you want to know that. And so that spread all over the world. I think, 10% of the planet is now somehow or other, one way or another, infected with it. You know, it's pretty high. And so now, they've gone a step further, and they're calling the Ebola. Let's see here, it says, the U.S. Army lab in Frederick, Maryland faced a terrifying situation in 1989 when imported monkey states started dying from strains of Ebola virus. After destroying 500 monkeys and quarantining the lab and everybody in it, officials found this particular strain was harmless to humans. Isn't that interesting? That was the Ebola, you see. But the episode was dramatic enough to inspire an article in the New York Magazine, and goes into that. The Ebola affair and the emergence of AIDS illustrate how modern travel and global commerce can quickly spread disease. And so it goes on here. And it gets a little bit heavier. It gets up in here. Let's see what I'm leading up to now. Some microbes can reproduce in just 20 minutes. The price of doing nothing will be millions of lives. And then they start talking about the killer flus. And then it starts talking about the, somewhere in here, the Ebola, which is a different one, virus, and how it's coming up from Peru. And it also talks about, not the Ebola, that was the one that they used on the monkeys, didn't hit the humans. It's real interesting, but they developed a one for humans, which is in here. And you look at that story time. Basically, it says with this new one that's out now, you don't have to worry about it. It's not going to spread in our society because nobody survives it. So how can it spread, right? It hits in about, it's already the size, strain of it hit a ship here recently and got 400 people sick in a matter of hours. And they evacuated the ship. That was a few months ago down here in the Los Angeles Harbor, one of the cruise ships. But the bottom line is, this one hits you, and the first thing it does, if you survive it after a couple of days, you get a stroke. Okay, blood clots. And then, if you survive the stroke somehow, 2 days later, your blood turns to water and you bleed out of everything. Your blood just flows out of your body and you're gone. And it's 100% effective on everything it hits. So yeah, well, they can wipe the planet out with that. And it's coming this way. It's coming up from Peru, supposedly. They claim that because of the cleaning of the rainforests, that this is where it's coming from. So you begin to realize now it's important to tune in to these changes that are going on. It's very, very important, okay? So that's kind of like the time is it now? Okay, we'll go a little further. That's the opening intro to why we need to learn about extraterrestrial science.
And you said that the Greys basically want to know about our DNA. The Greys basically want them to know about our DNA. That's their purpose in doing the experiments that they're doing.
No, the Greys want to hybridize themselves with humans.
They want to interbreed with humans.
So that they can have individual souls rather than a group over soul.
That's what they have, is a group over soul.
Yeah, yeah. Like the Borg.
And the Andromedians are doing this because shifting at 4 degrees because they want
to... They're going to get rid of these humans. They're going to push the humans back up on the astral plane. until another time comes, and they're going to clean up the surface of the Earth, because that's going to then stabilize the whole solar system, which is going to then stabilize the whole change into the new age, which then the people that are here on this planet incarnating will appreciate. They'll be ones that appreciate it because of their time is here now. There has to be a balance to all this killing. So this is a healing balance. So for the next 1,000 years, which Hitler called 1,000 years of Reich, because he saw it too, he actually had an ET contact physical. And so as this change goes on, they're going to condition people. There's not going to be any earth changes. They're not going to, California's not sliding into the sea. These are all escape mechanisms for people that don't really want to get down to the core of what's really going on. So most of the New Age stuff is total bullshit, about 98% of it to be exact. And half the stuff that's even on the marketplace is junk that's out there, you know. So you'll see this, but this shift is going on now. And it's gradual. And you're going to see more and more, as Einstein said, the only way to get rid of the growth-resistant generation is let them die away. And that's exactly what they're doing, but they're accelerating the process. Because the bottom line is, everything benefits. Even the ones that are being eradicated will benefit because they'll get to sit out in limbo for 1,000 years and think things over. And when they incarnate again, they'll be a little bit more appreciated. In other words, we're not going to have we are going to have a massive depopulation, but it's not exactly the way, it's not going to be orchestrated, you know, as the government is trying to, for the Bible tune of Revelation. It's not going to go down that way. And you can already start to see the changes, okay? Now, why don't we put that galactic meditation tape on now? Just put that on.
So do you see us then moving on the earth plane from third dimension or fourth dimension?
Mm-hmm. But now, but you don't have to, your physical body doesn't go away. Yeah. Your physical body is just tuned to it. And it takes time, and it's a little bit scary sometimes when you get all this, a lot of anxiety attacks. Anxiety. Huge thing. Everybody's feeling that now.
Really? That's everybody.
Yeah, claustrophobia. I never was claustrophobic. The last couple of years, I feel it. Pressures are there.
I've had incredible insomnia just in the past 3-4 years.
Yeah, it's natural. Everybody's having it. Like, I used to be a tremendous alcoholic. Because 10 years after the Pleiadian contact started to die down, and this is true. I noticed almost all big contactees become alcoholics after and usually they either clean up at some point or they die. You know, in my case, I had to clean up because I couldn't drink anymore. And I went to all these doctors, and I've even seen them now. And I had all these tests on every. I mean, I have been more tested in the last 6 months than any human on this planet for everything. Couldn't find anything wrong with me. And I says, you know, I really enjoy drinking, you know, like, when I was 10 years ago, I could take a bottle of tequila, shoot that down in an hour, not a problem. I dropped it, take a bottle of tequila, and I dropped it. You know, and now I drink a little beer, a little wine once in a while, because basically I'm detoxing. I'm going through a huge detox, but if I get going too fast, I get too far out, I get way out there now. So I can imagine people that are doing this sober, you know, that are naturally, it's got to be really scary for them. And it's happening. And I saw this, and I feel special. There's one doctor I'm dealing with right now, he's a genius, you know, and in this area of internal medicine. He said he's seeing a big trend in people reach a certain age, and they just absolutely overnight become allergic to alcohol, even though they could drink all their lives. Boom, you know. And you see people, I know people that are 80, 90 years old, and the old generation sitting belling down every night, these bars have no effect. Liver's in fine health, but they're not going to go into this change. You know, they're just off in their own limbo space, you know. So this is going on. I see a lot of New Age people freaking out behind it, you know. Very amazing. Okay, now. We're going to do this meditation now. You turn it up just a little bit. Is that the Alexis meditation now?
Yeah, can I turn the audio down, or
are
you
keep the audio? I want it loud. What loud? You can have your recorder on. I just want to hear the sound of the music more.
No,
don't feed it back. Yeah. Now this music, I'll explain the music later on, but this music, Pleiadian and Tibetan music. Different energy fields, seven different levels of consciousness. So what we're going to do now is experience the seven levels. And then from that point on, you'll be able to categorize vitamins. You know, vitamin A is this level of consciousness, vitamin C is that level, or this music is that level. Everything fits. Then it becomes a lot more meaningful in life. Take a deep breath and close your eyes and imagine a total blackness or a void. Pineal gland in the head.
when you get up in the morning, before you even get out of bed, the first thing that happens when you come in from the astral plane is you're manifesting the God consciousness of the will to wake up and move and do things. Desire is the thing that motivates the will to locomote the human form through this dimension. The second thing we become aware of with the white light is somebody's in the room talking. We hear music in the background. Maybe you hear it inside of you too. So you're aware now of your own thought. We realize that we're separate. We're all joined, but we're separate. This is the energy of the sun, S-O-N. It's blue in nature. It manifests itself down into the chest cavity in the heart chakra. And its expression through the form is love. Attraction. So we have will working in the head, and we've got love and attraction working through the chest. Well, if we have nothing, we have white light, we have thought, we have sound, we have love and attraction, what is all of this? What are all these things? What is the essence of all of this? The essence is called the Holy Ghost. It's the female energy. It sits right between the chest and the head and the throat and the thyroid. Its color is green. And its manifestation in the physical form is called intellect. These are the prime moving forces. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The red, the blue, and the green. The notes A, B, and C. From that, we have the second outpouring of energy. We have what is known as the fourth ray. That goes directly into the stomach processing center to support the form, to support the spirit. This area is known as solar plexus. It's yellow in color. It's the ray of intuition. It's yellow. And it's our intuitive feeling it in your stomach. Before it happens, not thinking it in the mind. Its musical note is D. Its vitamin that feeds it is known as the B complex. Fifth ray is orange. It works between the stomach and the head. It's known as the ray of concrete science and knowledge. Traps the intellect, which is the third ray. It traps the female energy in ourselves. It's not handled right. It's the Pleiadian ray. It's the planet of Saturn. The sixth ray is a dark blue ray. And it's known as the ray of devotism. It takes the entire soul and puts it on a path. It combines the other energies into some kind of purpose. And it moves throughout the body. The seventh ray is very anchored at the base of the spine. It's violet. And it's called the ray of abstract magic. And it defines the Fibonacci series. And it defines all of the different energies that have natural order. These are known as the seven rays. Each one is sounded by a musical note. Each one is sounded by chakra, color, vitamin, fruit, a nation, all of these things fall in these seven categories.
And beyond. The bodhisattva of true compassion through the profound practice of the great wisdom understands that the body upon the five standards, sensation, perception, thought, activity, consciousness are but emptiness, cool. And with the comprehension, he has caused the suffering. O Sarisana, phenomena are no different than who no different than phenomena. Phenomena become who becomes phenomena. Form is emptiness, emptiness is form. And the powers of phenomena like the virus of the phenomena.
You can begin to open your eyes up very slowly. Start coming back into your bodies now. That's a very, very powerful meditation. Because it's truth. And when you put your body into that form of alignment every day, things become very, very clear. And you can, for example, we did that in meditation with Tibetans in a cave where there's no light. And you do that meditation with a Tibetan in a cave with no light, you know, with a group of people, like we did it with 10 or 15 people sitting in there. You can see each other. You might as well have a bright light on in there after a while, because you can totally see through the darkness because you're so attuned to one another. And you illuminate. The aura becomes visible, and you actually the place will start glowing inside.
What would happen if it were done
in the big pyramid? I'm sure it'd be fun over there. You could try it in there. It works anywhere.
The guards would do anything for money.
Oh, I know. The Zami, who's the curator of the pyramid, is a friend of mine. He's invited me over there 1,000 times. What we're going to do, see this sound that you're listening to now on this album here, the sound has to do with longevity. The Pleiadians came here in the mid-80s. And what they did is they had us record their ships over in Switzerland. 16 different tape recorders to get the sound right. We mixed all this sound into one sound, which is on this tape here, among others, and we analyzed it. And we found that there's a 1,000 cycle carrier, and we found that there were all of the alpha, beta, delta, theta frequencies involved in very clear forms. And Samyasi said, she asked me, she says, you know, exactly what the, you know, from your Tibetan teachings, what the first thing is the word, right? Aum. So she then explained that their ships were sound powered and light separated. And that's what humans are. They're sound powered and light separated. If you get through the seminar, you know, without self-destructing or something here, you'll find that out. And it's really neat. And all these ELF waves and all these sodium nitrates and all these butylated hydroxyl toluene preservatives and all this stuff that they put in the food, all it tries to do is destroy your light body, or it tries to destroy something in you so that you can't function as a whole being, so that your divine will is separated from your angelic spirit body, which we've explained here, you know, this morning. So, when you get aware of the game, it's fun. It gets to be fun. Because you can reverse it and send it back after itself. It's like you got this bad cat, so you get it chasing its own tail, you know. It's really fun to do this stuff. And it's been presented to me in that way. Sannyasi said that, you know, she says, you'll have a lot of people that'll come along as you, you know, go out and do these teachings. And I didn't mind it because I was teaching school when I was a kid anyway, because I'd been to college when I was in high school. So what do you do when you go to a high school class? You teach, you know, high school, the college level, and the teacher sits there and does nothing. That's what I did when I was a kid. So teaching was no big thing for me, you know. It wasn't hard at all. And so what happens is, if you go to a doctor and you get diagnosed as cancer or a heart problem, the first thing you want to know is, you know, your heredity, you know, because this has got to be genetic, you know. Even alcoholism, there's certain genes that can be heretic. But the Pleiadians say, you know, what happens if you go to the doctor and he says, you're in perfect health. And what's your family history? It's perfect health. You can have that kind of genetics. Okay? We got to create that kind of genetics. We had that kind of genetics. When did we have them? 12,000 years ago. The last shot around the Pleiades, coming back down from the summer to the fall of this evolution that I showed you, 12,000 years ago, we had longevity. That's when Methuselah was here. All these old biblical cats were here, these 700, 800-year-old guys you read about in all the old... And the Bible's not that far back. It's not even in the myth, you know. It's written and found in scribes. Scrolls are 10,000 years old. Dalai Lama's got stuff 28,000 years old. And crypts, he keeps stuff in, you know. Scribes all this stuff. The Shinto, 450,000-year-old teaching in Japan, which spread into China. Chinese got a hold of it. They demobilized the Japanese with it because they understood it better than the Japanese, and used it the wrong way. But I mean, the fact is the teachings are here. So the human genetics were such that until the Greys came the last time and got involved in what are called the Scalar Wave Wars, which occurred in Atlantis, and they created huge vortexes, negative vortexes, which are still here today. One's the Bermuda Triangle. And there's three of those, by the way, located in three different points in the Earth. So all this started shortening the DNA of the human cell. So now what happens is the Pleiadians came back. They started teaching us nutrition. They started teaching us, you know, how to behave ourselves and how to do things. And so what will happen is now in our generation, we'll start some of these processes going. Then we'll move on, and our kids will have this genetically implanted into them, and maybe 5 or 6, 7 generations down the road, when you take your incarnation here, you'll get a 1,000-year hitch instead of a 100-year hitch. And that's what this is all about. So don't expect to put a pyramid on and become immortal overnight. You're already immortal, and you're just going to realize a little bit more. That's all that's going to happen. But you're going to transfer something. And if you're old enough, you're not having kids anymore, at least you'll transmit the knowledge back into society. Somebody else will influence the kids. That's what it's all about. Oh yeah, yeah. He was not a bisexual, but a non, you know, his male female was all at one, like an Andromedan is. But the women and the men, see, the Pleiadians have sex like we do, but the Andromedans don't. They have a whole other form of sex. But theirs is probably more fun than the Pleiadian sex. The Pleiadian sex is more like Tantra. It's not like it's not as it's way more fun than what we have here. And so as a result, the Pleiadians gave us the sound. And Sannyasi says, take the sound to the world. Okay, I says, well, okay, I'll do that. I guess I'm a musician now. So I knew I'd spent 15 years with the Moody Blues and years with John Anderson and Yes and a whole lot of other musicians. And I was my circles were always these powerful musicians, and they were always wanting to know about science. And I was learning how Patrick Mraz was my piano teacher, and so I had pretty good teachers, and George Winston is even involved now, and he was at our last seminar right here in this house, and he's a very worldwide known pianist. So we began to create music with the Pleiadian sound, and the first thing we created was a rock opera called The Fellowship, and that is over there. The Fellowship was originally going to be marketed through Doubleday. Brad Steiger had wrote a book called The Fellowship. Doubleday is the world's largest publisher with its twin Bertelsmann, which is in Europe. They came out with this book, The Fellowship. We were going to put the tape on the cover of it. But what happened was Consciousness wasn't ready for that, the music tape. because the editor in charge of that project, Jim, he switched to St. Martin's Press, and he was New Age, totally. That's why he left Doubleday, he said. St. Martin's is more spiritual. And this bitch of a woman took over the fellowship, and she went and put the music on it. She didn't even like the music. And then, so that, and to show you how bad they handled this book, it was out for 1 year. It went through 6 printings. It was out 4 months in the hardcover, and then the second printing was paperback, and they sold tens of thousands of them. Yeah, it's a classic now. They're trying to get it recirculated. So in 1 year, it went 6 printings, and then they just dumped it. And then in Europe, it got the Bertelsmann sold it to some religious publishing house, and it's printed in German. So it's being circulated as we speak all over Germany, and those different countries that read German. So anyway, the Fellowship was the first one, the Pleiadian ship. And when you listen to it, the album, it will change your consciousness. But first of all, people are full of sound pollution, so it has to detox your sound wavelength frequencies in your body. So some people think it's a little strange. But they'll hear it, and what happens is, you know, the reason it's strange is because you're used to hearing sirens, ambulances, dogs barking, crowd noise, all kinds of freeway noise, and your body is used to that. So when your body is used to that, the music industry has capitalized on music that's disharmonious. Motorhead, all these acid rock, hard crap shit that's out there now. Or they copycat. Like Mariah Carey is a clone of Whitney Houston, and it's a copycat. It's all formulas. So the whole music industry, which has all this power, first manipulated it, now they're scared. Because they, how many Mariah Careys are we going to have here? The songs that don't say anything anymore, right? So that's what happened with the sound industry. Well, meanwhile, people like David Tickle, who produces Shake, Rattle, and Hum for U2, Phil Collins, Purple Rain with Prince, he did double platinum album last year with Elton John, people like him started putting my systems into their studios. And they started, you know, movie company, Sony, back in New York, start using all my stuff. And this has been going on for a number of years. Tomiyasu said that would happen, and it happened. So then Tomiyasu says we need to calm people down. Now we put the fellowship on, they listen to that, takes them, it's great for massage. It's been, the fellowship album has never been officially distributed, just through word of mouth. It's been twice in the Cannes film festivals, in music and behind European films. Finds its own way. So Tomiyasu says, now come out with Atlantis Rising. So Brad has written another book, Steiger, called Atlantis Rising, which was published through Interlight. And we came out with Atlantis Rising. We used Neptunes and whales, real sounds, you know. And you'll hear that tonight, because you'll see it orchestrated with the lasers and all that. So then we came out with that album. Then I went to Europe and started playing the Fellowship album all over Europe as a solo musician. And she said, now combined with the Tibetan stuff. So I met this guy named Werner Ahrens, who's German-born, but he looks Oriental, and he's totally lives like the Orientals. He's martial arts, Tai Chi, and got, he has so many Japanese bowls they wouldn't fit in this house. So we got together, we took the Pleiadian ship and his bowls and a brilliant recording guy, who was our producer over there, and we made this album that we just felt, this Galactic Meditation. This Galactic Meditation will waste you. This is for, you know, deep stuff. The other two are for driving around your car. You don't want to get this deep because you'll just drive right off the road and never even know you did it, you know. So then Stephen Halpern came to me, and I had worked on his book with him, and Stephen said, Fred, he says, let's take the Earth frequency, 8.2 hertz, let's give him some real gravity, some real healing energy to listen to at night. So we collaborated on Higher Ground, and so he produced that album. I played 2 songs on it. Using Pleiadian sounds.
Hmm? When was that?
God, we did, what, about 1988, 9, somewhere in there, 90, that album came out? No, Higher Ground.
I think I have Higher Ground.
Yeah, it goes ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Yeah. Now, also, which I'll demonstrate tomorrow, because we're going to do it here, we, in the meantime, we, the knowledge of the timbre. Tomiyasu brought us the knowledge of timbre. Timbre is when you take a sitar and you play it and it changes your consciousness. you know, a timbre is the difference between a piano sound and a clarinet sound playing the same chord, same notes, same scale. They sound different. That's because of the timbre. But music like a sitar amplifies sound consciousness in the body. So these new companies like Rowan and Chord came up with these subtractive synthesis, arithmetic synthesis. I took that plus the Pleiadian ship, married it into a computer, and created my own sounds that I could play on a keyboard, which are also the synthesizers. All of the sounds that you hear that are from a synthesizer are sounds that didn't come in the store with the unit, sounds that I created, made them happen. The sounds also can be hooked to what are called transducers. And we can use the sounds, not playing them through music, but the straight sound and bring the power levels up, and we cause things to dematerialize and to levitate. It's also been demonstrated. Okay? So that technology is here. Okay? So now, where's the music at now? Well, we got it to the world behind the scenes. Now Sannyasi or Liara came and she says, now take it to the public. Make the whole world hear Pleiadian music. So, where are we today? Today we have just finished an album called From Andromeda with Love. Our band is called Voyager. It's an all-celebrity band. Everybody in there is a celebrity. They're all accomplished musicians. The thing is done, and starting next week, it goes into mixing and production. So a David Tickle-type producer has already been hired. A contract has already been negotiated. It is now being produced, and it will be shipped in a few weeks back to New York City. When it gets to New York City, it's going into a major label, and it's going to be played on the radio in the spring worldwide. Not nationwide, it's worldwide distribution. It's being laid out for this new album as we speak. So that's the music, the evolution. It's coming to this planet. So don't think that this seminar is insignificant. You're part of an amazing thing that's happening right now. And the world's going to say, where did this come from? Because there's going to be merchandising, more books, all at once the world's going to see this. Boom! In the next few years.
I have 30 music stations on my cable TV. Okay?
Yeah.
On a 30 stereo unit. Mm-hmm. They play music 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
One of them is New Age, and that's by TCI.
Uh-huh. So
you ought to be on them as well, because this is all news that's going to the whole United States, probably into other countries, I should imagine. And you should get on CD-ROM.
Yeah.
CD-ROM music is outside. I've got several of those.
Yeah, we're heading in it.
The World Wide Web on my internet.
Right.
I'll pull that through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The management company that's handling all this is attuned into all that, and they're going to be heading.
I'll leave you my card and give it to them.
Yeah, I'll give it to them. Okay. Turn them on to them.
Because I'm in 200 countries of the world now. I have contracts exclusively with Russia.
What do you do?
A commercial network, Internet International.
What is that?
Well, that's Internet services throughout the world that brings in World Wide Web and all these other facilities so that you reach 30 million people at one time instead of small segments of society on the computer, utilizing the facilities of computerization.
So they're transmitting music and stuff through there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Multimedia.
Yeah, they've asked me to do some stuff on there. I just haven't had the time for it, you know.
I'm
just...
in on that sometime.
Yeah.
You know, I'll do it by mail. You know, back and forth. Well, you don't have email. We should get you online.
Yeah.
Somebody like America Online for $9 a month to go. You can access the law.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of... Norm Hayes has got...
section of the Internet on the Minister Guide and gone completely through it in some sorts of time for 11 hours to go by, and I can hardly get out of my chair and walk into the kitchen, and I go, oh my God, what have I done? I've just gotten absorbed.
Yeah.
What people all over the world are saying about personal experience.
Yeah, it's all coming as one mind. So we're this thing is moving like really fast. Yeah.
How will the new frequencies to the music, the sound, how will that change your...
How does it do that? First of all, you have to understand what DNA is. I'll get into this after lunch a little bit more. But first of all, you have a microorganism known as microgenes. Okay? There are as many microgenes in one strand of DNA as there are stars in the sky, approximately 6 billion stars in the sky. Okay? The micro genes then begin to combine into what are known as genes, of which in the humans there are 1,250 genes, okay, per strand. These internet with one another like this, strangely and much like the Kundalini force, and they cross exactly 46 times. Everywhere they cross is a hard protein particle, which becomes an amino acid. So you end up with two sugars and two bases. Okay? These are called chromosomes. And they reproduce themselves exactly in their own image. The big thing with chromosomes is the spacing. Just let's say this is 13 centimeters, let's say here. This one is 15.8 centimeters over here. Okay? Well, if you start looking at this DNA, what you start seeing here is a wavelength. And this wavelength of DNA actually has positive and negative oscillations to the point when it reaches a certain low frequency, it immediately splits and creates itself again twice. Okay? Each two times split is called a base pair. And there are so many base pairs per turn. Okay? Each one of these is a turn. And this then begins to spiral. So you have these splitting base pairs turning and spiraling at the same time. Okay? Within this is all genetic information. Nose, she's going to have a big nose, big ears, little ears, green eyes, white eyes, whatever color eyes you're going to have. All that information is there. No two individuals are the same. Okay? This is the heritage, the splitting of this DNA. When you look, when a baby is first born, okay, there are 46 base pairs per turn, meaning each strand of DNA has 46 of these splitting things going on simultaneously. If you were to make this 41 base pairs per turn, you would start the gradual destruction of the DNA until there's zero base pairs per turn, right? If you were to take and cut down from the baby that's being born the 46 base pairs per turn and reduce that to 32 base pairs per turn, the child would have be born with wrinkly skin and aging already. You see what I mean? Because the intelligence isn't there for a complete helix of the whole complete cellular reproduction. That's the aging process. The planet has a vibration to it out here. Its vibration is, as we said, tuned to the growth-resistant generation. Okay? In a mother, when the mother is pregnant, the spiraling starts at zero with the sperm and the egg meeting, and as soon as the fetus starts, immediately the placenta is created as a barrier between the earth out here and the mother and her toxins, the placenta, and that feeds the fetus. Okay? So the mother goes placenta to the fetus. You follow me? The placenta is the closest thing there is to a purifying station in consciousness on the whole planet, because the baby has to constantly grow until it's born. And so the DNA has to spiral up until it reaches maximum potential of the 46 chromosomes, which each chromosome then gives a set of 46 base pairs per turn. Does everybody understand that? The moment that the child is born, the moment the child takes the first breath of air,
the DNA immediately breaks down to 32 base pairs per turn, and the child starts aging from the very first breath. Okay? As a matter of fact, the transition from the child, from the mother's womb to its first breath, the child has lost 25% of its lifespan in less than a few seconds. Okay? Now what happens? The child is 18 years old. The child being 18 years old has exactly that many base pairs per turn. At age 18, the human body has lost 50% of its life. And you can see that in human females, because human females, really, their beauty is really from about 14 to about 23. Just about, that's when females are probably considered the most attractive, gorgeous, perfectly, can abuse themselves and still be pretty, and then they got to start working at it to maintain it, okay? So you can see that. By the time you're 50 years old, if you're a tourist, you're down to 6 base pairs per turn. You're 98% gone, okay? That's how humans function on this world, and that's pretty sad. What sound does, sound comes in here and reinforces by pressure waves the proper spacing of the DNA at all the different frequencies. That's what sound does. If you want to know, that's to answer your question. What sound does the DNA? It maintains the spacing.
Well, why do some people like some sounds and some like another?
Because if you put the spirit in, okay, the spirit is like an herb. There's all kinds of spices, right? So there's all kinds of DNA and all kinds of spices to make them work. You know, in our vitamins, for example, when you're 18 years old, your body stops producing DHEA, dehydroepiestrone. When it stops producing DHEA, your body has a tendency now to take simple carbohydrates and sugars and turn them into fats, and you start getting fat. So they found, our society found, that if we put DHEA back into our diets, people start living longer, 30%. Because we've done it Sloan Kettering and Scripps, a lot of places. But what did society say? The FDA comes in and says, we don't want DHEA in people's diets. So they made it illegal. Why? Because people live longer. They don't want that. In our vitamin formula, we use DHEA. They never caught us. Okay, let's give you some idea of some of the stuff that goes on in DNA. When you get into the Andromedan science, you know, Leara told me that the whole world would know about Andromedans in 1995. So this is, it's a year from now, it's not even that, it's a few months. She didn't say when in 95, but so far everything we've said has come to pass. I don't have any doubt to doubt what she says. She's blowing my mind every... More Pleiadians blew minds, but Andromedans disintegrate them, and that's fine. So, you know, it's real interesting to see what's coming around the pike right now. And DNA was...
Well, that finishes that little segment up, so we'll see you next Thursday, 5 o'clock Pacific.